The prophets went to Israel. I'm not a prophet, but I have to do a prophet's job. The prophets went to Israel and told Israel of their sin and of their ways against God, and how God was going to come and judge them lest they turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. The Bible in the Old and New Testament says, forsake your sin, repent of your sin, turn from your sin. Don't live in your sin and worldliness. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Israel was judged and destroyed for many, many years because of their sin, their rebellion, their stiff-neckedness, their rebellion against a holy God. Yet the American church has the arrogance and pride to pretend that they're worshiping a biblical Savior. They're not worshiping a biblical Savior here. You're not worshiping a holy God in spirit and in truth. You're not worshiping in the sound doctrines of Christ, Christ crucified, Christ resurrected. You're practicing many false man-made ways. That's going to damn your worship. Look at Israel as a marker. Look at the people in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians 11, God's killing people because of their sin, taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. Go read it. In Acts 5, God kills one wife, a husband, Ananias and Sapphira, over one sin after grace has come. When you read the scriptures from the book of Genesis to Revelation, you can't avoid, you can't hide from seeing that God is holy, that God is righteous, that God demands his people walk in his word and his ways, and that you keep his commandments, and that you seek righteousness. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. If you're not seeking the righteousness of God by how you live, act, talk, dress, how you associate, if it doesn't match up to Holy Scripture, you have no hope of eternal life to come. But the fear of the fiery judgment that's coming to devour all the adversaries. Yeah. By the way, it's going to devour all the adversaries of God that go against his word. Read Hebrews 10:26 and 27. If you practice willful sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin, but a fearful judgment that's going to destroy the enemies of God. So the church systems are practicing over and over false ways. They're practicing many lies. Sunday is not the Lord's day. Christmas and Easter is not God's holidays. Good Friday is not the day that Jesus died. They're practicing worldliness and a false gospel. They're practicing feminization. They're practicing money selling and money changing. They're practicing ecumenicalism. We videotaped it. Right now, there's the cult of the Seventh-day Adventists on stage. A little while ago, it was the Anabaptist Mennonites. Later, it'll be probably Baptists and a whole other collage of false teaching, false heretical, ecumenical ways.
I'm just trying to understand.
And so if you walk in the ways of God, the fruit of your life matches Scripture. The fruit of this place matches the Baptist faith, the Anabaptist faith, the Seventh-day Adventist faith, the Presbyterian faith. Probably there's Roman Catholics here. There's probably a whole collage of more false man-made religion.
What about the Baptist?
But yet the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, that God's people all speak the same things and are perfectly joined together and united in one mind. That's not this place. You have all different doctrines. So much so, you all have to go to a different church on Sunday, which isn't even the Lord's day,
what do you think,
and practice all of the false ways that you keep doing.
Do you
really think
and so we love we love people enough to come and tell you the truth that you have to turn from your ways. You have to turn from your sin. You have to come out of every false way and follow after Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. So test yourself to the Word of God, neighbor. Seek after Christ in spirit and truth. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap.
Because we're fallen humans.
What are you sowing today, neighbors? You're sowing to the flesh. This is fleshly instrumental music. It's not sound in doctrine. It's loaded with worldliness, carnality, feminization, money taking. Jesus was not happy with the selling of the things of God, yet it's all over this place today. Test yourself, neighbors. Open the Holy Scriptures. Read that which is true. Seek after the kingdom of God in righteousness and holiness. Without holiness, no one will see God. You're not living in holiness following a false gospel festival. You're not seeking the kingdom of God as you seek fleshly entertainment. What are you seeking here today? Ear tickling, flesh tickling, friendship evangelism. We already had Sister Amma. Did we have a guy tell me that you got to know people and have relationships with people before you can tell them the truth? We don't see that anywhere in the scriptures. They didn't know the prophets when they came. Oftentimes, they did not know the men bringing them truth. What did they do? They went and they tested to the scripture. Jesus said, test my doctrine to the scriptures. And when you test what I'm telling you to the scriptures, you're going to see that this is false, heretical, and not of God, not pleasing to a holy God. It's going to damn your soul on judgment day. So we just travel to preach the truth and wake people up from their spiritual slumber. We don't make any money like these places do. We don't sell the things of God. We actually work and support ourselves. Test yourself to the scriptures. Open your Bible. Start reading in the book of Matthew and read to the book of Revelation, and you will clearly see, if you ask God for truth, cry out to God with a contrite heart. Cry out to God in repentance. Cry out to God and say, Father, show me thy word, show me thy truth, show me my fault, my error, my iniquity. I want not to sin against you. But the churches today, the people today are practicing false religion. Folks, this isn't biblical Christianity. I can prove it to you in the Word of God. Did you know that? They're teaching you a false gospel. Haven't you tested in your Bible, sir? You're an old man like me. How come you haven't tested in your Bible to see that which is good, pure, and true? This is not the truth of Jesus Christ. This is a false Savior that can save no one. At this festival, there's a lot of older people here, and it's amazing. Older people, we've been seeing this pattern all summer. Older people, would you agree, Sister Amma, farther from the truth of God, hate it, mock it, heckle it, than even young people?
Oh, right, definitely. In fact, I talked to a few of the older ones here, and they just started laughing when I was giving them the truth.
Yeah, but yet they'll sit there and listen to their carnal, fleshly music. Right now, the Seventh-day Adventists are up on the stage, the cult of the Seventh-day Adventists, that they don't even all agree on doctrine, but yet they're all united, clapping, singing, all part of the eventually the one world order, where all the religions are going to come together and truth doesn't matter. We've heard a bunch of people already saying today, we had a bunch of people saying today that truth doesn't really matter. How can you know truth? Truth is so subjective. How do you know you have truth in the Word of God? Well, I guess if you don't have the Spirit of God and you're not living for the kingdom of God, I guess you don't know if you have truth or not. Right, Sister Amma?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, we're here trying to help you see the truth, but so far none of them want it.
Amen. So far at a gospel fest, we haven't talked to one seeker. One man brought his Bible up and then he tried to tell me that Jesus lying about his death, burial, and resurrection didn't matter. And I said, sir, I'm done with you. I can't let you defend man-made religion any longer. He started shaking and somebody came over and pulled him away. I think he was going to get really fleshly. He's selling the things of God. So he didn't like that. And I called it out.
While that was going on, the Anabaptist, it might be the mom of all the harlot-looking Anabaptist women that were up there singing. She was laughing and siding with the worldly carnal people,
yep.
Which they obviously are the same as well.
Yep.
Just a warning for you sisters out there, don't be falling for the Anabaptists thinking that they're closer to the truth, but they're just as dead.
Oh yeah, they put their young teenage girls up on the stage and it's a mockery of what God told us we're supposed to be doing. And they're not even following the doctrines of God. They have a false Jesus that doesn't call them out of the world, doesn't call them to sound doctrine and holiness. So it's very pathetic to see it. Well, I guess we're so used to it. I'm not surprised. But every time I come, you know why? I guess I'm just going to say this on this audio. I am surprised every time I come. You know why? I think it's proof. I don't have a jaded heart. I'm always looking to see if people want the truth of God. I'm always hoping and thinking maybe there'll be 10 or 20 people here that want the truth of God. So every festival, kind of like every person I witness to, I have a hope. And then I'm surprised and go, oh, they didn't want it. But I'm not really surprised, but I'm just surprised because today I had hope. And so we see it, we know it, we get it. Our Savior told us what it's going to be.
Test all things and prove it.
Yep.
They're proving who they are.
Yep, and Jesus said, why do you marvel? And we know the world will hate the biblical gospel. They right. told me today that my message is offensive. Yeah, offensive because it calls out the true doctrines of Christ. And it exposes their false man-made religion. Of course that's offensive to them.
It's foolishness to those who are perishing.
Yeah, it is. They don't have the biblical Savior, so.
I couldn't even get through the gospel. I couldn't even get it finished for several of the women that came
yeah.
up and said, what are you doing here? I tried to go over the gospel with them and
yeah.
they wouldn't even listen to it.
Yeah,
it's foolishness
people.
To them.
One old lady, and I called her an old lady, and I tell people, I'm an old man, so I'm not derogatory. We're all old. We're old people.
Too.
Yeah, and she told me, we know the gospel, they're singing it. And she turned around and waved her hand at me and said, oh, just shut up. And I thought, wow, how loving you are, ma'am.
Isn't this called Voices of Peace?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Voices.
Shut up.
Voices of Peace. The men earlier, before the show even started, were in my face and told me I had no First Amendment rights and I couldn't be in this public park. The police had to come. They called him. I didn't. And the police said, he's absolutely fine. He can go anywhere he wants in the park.
Yeah.
So now they're leaving me alone because they know the cops were already here. And I talked to the police and I said, I hope they stay out of my face, officer. And the leader of this festival was standing right there. I said, you tell your men to stay out of my face because I love them, but I don't want any problems with them. So I think he must have told them, leave them alone. They can be here. And so we're totally legal. And that isn't even the reason we come, obviously, just to be legal. We come to lift up Christ. And these people would like to run us out of here rather than men open the Bible and test themselves, test what we're teaching them
right.
to find out that which is true. They got what they want what they got. They're itchy ears. That's it.
Right, we love them. That's why I told several women, I said, we love you, that's why we're here. Your soul is on the line if you don't repent, come out of the world.
Yep.
You try to share truth with them, they don't want it, but God was glorified anyway.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we go and we're waiting to see if there is any sheep here. But here's the thing. I see people taking pictures and stuff. You don't get to see this stuff. People taking pictures and stuff, and they'll send this around on Facebook. They'll email to people. They'll be on our website looking it up. And that's how the truth goes out. It's not just us being here. Then the tentacles is our website going out.
Right. You never know. There could be somebody in the crowd that's looking and going, there's no way I'm going to walk up to those people and have everybody look at them.
Remember,
like a Nicodemus,
I was just going to say,
when nobody's looking, trying to find some truth,
he came in the cover of darkness to talk to Jesus because
yeah.
he didn't want everybody to see him doing it.
Right. So you
and
never
so,
know.
Yep. You never. I get emails all the time from people go, we saw you out.
Yeah.
And they talk to us. So even if we come and don't have one seeker, we still are doing the purpose of God by glorifying God and putting ourselves out there and our website. I do want to talk about this real quick. So on the stage, they said, I got to talk about this again. We're promoting ourselves because we're going to put up videos on our website. These people are standing on a stage. These people sell CDs with them plastered all over it.
Yep.
These people have websites named after themselves.
They got it all over their vehicles.
It's all over their vehicles. It's all over their giant buses. And we are promoting Brother Tupos and Sister Amen when we lift up the gospel and expose false teaching. It's unbelievable. Well, I told a brother yesterday, the spiritual man discerns all spiritual things. Fleshly man, they discern in the flesh, and that's what that is. That's a total hypocritical flesh discernment that won't stand on judgment day.
Nope.
So we'll continue and we'll see what happens. We'll have video and audio to share, Lord willing.